Raider Nation.
Let's go, let's go.
Raider Nation.
Are you ready for some football? You ain't ready for no football. You ain't ready for them open Raiders. It's the invasion of them open Raiders. Are you ready for some football?
Hey Raider Nation, this is Chris from RaidersBlog.tk. Hey, this is the pregame podcast. Okay, so I'm going to walk you through a little bit of some matchups to watch tomorrow, and you can decide for yourselves how good I am at actually identifying these. Okay, so first, I just wanted to go a little bit into the Chiefs offense. It's a little different than the past. They spread things out a little bit more now under Todd Haley than they did in the past. It'll be interesting to see if Castle's ready to go. Seems like he will be, but I'm not sure yet if he is going to go, and I think we'll know that tomorrow morning. If it's Croyle, a lot of people were high on Croyle in Kansas City before Scott Pioli and Todd Haley arrived, and seemed to fare pretty decently last week against the Ravens. So it'll be an interesting matchup. Dwayne Bowe is the biggest weapon, should be neutralized by Nnamdi Asamoah pretty well. More concerned about the Raiders front four and Larry Johnson. Tough runner, we know that. He's burned the Raiders in the past, but he didn't fare too well against the Ravens last week. Another interesting matchup is Jamaal Charles, the other running back, coming out of the backfield catching passes. Again, they're going to spread it out a little bit more. Maybe they will even more with Castle around. So it'll be interesting to see if that actually comes to realization and how our offense or our defense handles that. On Chiefs on D, there's the front seven. They're not very good. They switched to a 3-4, but they just don't have good personnel, even though they've switched to the 3-4. So I'm not convinced that they can't be run on heavily. We saw that last year. We saw that last week. I think that's going to happen. I think everybody knows that we're going to be able to run. Whether that will be enough or not, I don't know. Can't get too high on last week. It was a loss. Can't get too happy about that. Got to go get this one, get to 1-1, get to 500, and then see where we can go from there. Come back home, play the Broncos, and just see where the season will go. I think it's now wide open maybe because Jamaal Williams, the nose tackle for the Chargers, is out. He's a pivotal part of their 3-4 defense. LT's out at least a week. North Turner's still their coach, so I think things may have opened up a little bit, so we'll see how that goes. As far as the Chiefs secondary, this is where the Raiders could surely use a boost. A couple weeks ago, I did a little comparison between Joe Flacco last year and Russell, and if Russell would have attempted as many passes, the stats would have been virtually identical, with Russell having a little lower completion percentage but more yards per completion than Flacco. And that's something interesting because Flacco played the Chiefs last week, burned their secondary for 3 touchdowns, and wouldn't be surprised if Russell comes out and does it. He's been a little inconsistent. So we'll see how they do, and we'll monitor that. When the Raiders have the ball, obviously running game is going to be huge. They're going to be able to run the ball. Watch DHB this week. I know Lewis Murphy kind of got the glam last week with the catch and the overturned catch and all that stuff, but DHB could definitely get targeted early. They want to probably get him involved a little bit, and I think he could have an impact in this game. The secondary, Chiefs secondary, is far from perfect, and we'll see how that goes. But I like DHB to make it a splash this week. Also like Lewis Murphy. I like the rookies against this Chiefs team that it just isn't very good. Russell, again, like I said, he'll be more consistent, I think, this week, just because he's been inconsistent from week to week in the past. I just think he'll be more consistent and put up some numbers this week. Raiders defense, four-man pass rush last week worked extremely well. And the Chiefs line, I mean, I don't see how they're any better or worse than the Chargers offensive line. So that could be a plus for the Raiders as well this week with the pass rush. If it's Castle nursing that injury, that MCL sprain that he had. Pass rush could be huge, trying to make a move, knocking him out of the game could be a huge thing. Another thing to watch will be the single high safety. Single high safety, we played last week, kind of an interesting defense, relies on the corners having really strong coverage. Obviously, Chris Johnson and Nnamdi did a great job So we'll see if we stick to that or if we switch it up a little bit on the defensive side of the ball. But I like the Raiders' chances. I think around the league, everybody kind of said, oh, the Raiders. But got to be careful not to get too big of a head. Got to get this win. Got to go to 1-1. Can't fall to 0-2, especially not with the Broncos at home next week. If we get to 1-1 this week, take out the Chargers next week at home, 2-1, sitting pretty, and who knows how good the Chargers will be. So we'll see what happens. That's it for the pregame podcast. Check out the blog. Oh, join us for the chat, on the chat for game day at RaidersBlog.tk. Also, check out the mobile site if you want to view it from your cell phone, Raiders.mofuse, MOFUSE.mobi, MOBI, Raiders.mofuse.mobi. For that, Twitter, of course, twitter.com/RaidersBlog or at RaidersBlog if you are already in the network, on the network, on Twitter. That's the place to go. Peace. Just win, baby.